Army Specialist Jeremy Sivits faces a court-martial in Baghdad on Wednesday. It's the first of several military trials related to the abuse of detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. The scandal has focused worldwide attention on the stories of Iraqi prisoners. Many detainees have been complaining for months about ill treatment at the hands of American soldiers and others. Of course, many of these complaints are difficult, if not impossible, to prove. But if confirmed, the complaints suggest the abuse occurred at a number of locations around Iraq, not just at Abu Ghraib. From Baghdad, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In a nondescript Baghdad office building, the Iraqi Prisoners and Captives Union has been quietly searching for missing Iraqi prisoners from wars that have plagued the country for almost the past quarter century. Director Mohammed Al-Hamid and his small staff are suddenly very busy, as his office fills up with former detainees hoping for compensation from the Americans and with family members desperate for word on those still in prison. Ahmed Katab Amar, a compact 32-year-old with a neatly trimmed beard, sits patiently to one side, waiting to tell his story. He says he was seized on November 11th, during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, while sitting in a barber shop getting a haircut and a shave. Suddenly, a pickup truck pulled up outside. That began a more than four-month odyssey of captivity and torture, most of which he says occurred somewhere other than the Abu Ghraib prison.
And there is about 12 persons inside. They're wearing the same as the American uniform, but they covered their heads. They dragged me into the pickup and they put me on the back on my face, some kind of tape in my eyes, and they handcuffed me. And they will take me to unknown place, I don't know what it is. And after that, they dragged me from the car because I hit my face, hit the ground. And they began to beat me with the iron bars. So I felt the blood is coming from my nose, from my ears, from my mouth. They put me in a small cage for the dogs. And after that, I can feel that there is a doctor. Like he's examining me. And he tells them, stop the beating because he cannot take it anymore. He's going to die.
Amar's face remains impassive as he fingers the military release bracelet with his name and detainee number on it. He methodically recounts his captivity in several different facilities, a military camp near Baghdad's Adamiya neighborhood known to locals as the Palace, the prison at Umm Qasr in the south, the Baghdad airport, and finally Abu Ghraib. He has purple scars on his wrists he says were made by the handcuffs when they hung him from a tree, his arms behind his back. He points to his ribs and shoulders.
And I got ribs from here, like it torn apart, the ribs and my muscles, for 3 days, for no water and no food. And also, I was beating by the same bars, iron bars, also with an electric stick. The person who's doing the beating, he said, I'm going to bring your wife and also hang her from there, and I will see if you're going to confess or not.
Sitting nearby, a slender young man with a wispy mustache listens quietly. 23-year-old Ahmed Naji Abdali says he was captured in his home in the Adamiya district one midnight last July. He says the American soldiers found one Kalashnikov that wasn't hidden. U.S. rules allow one weapon per household. And one soldier burned his hand with a hot metal rod, saying, you shot at us with this hand, I must burn it. Ali says he was held at an American camp before being transferred to another location.
I was captured there for 12 days. Every day I was beaten by sticks, by Iraqi's translator, by Kuwaiti's translator, and also by a major. They got drunk in the night, and after that they came on us, and they pee on us in the night.
The stories of Amar and Ali suggest a wider pattern of abuse than previously acknowledged by the Americans. It's not clear if these or similar allegations will be addressed in probes now underway. But for Iraqis who have been hearing these stories for months now, it's clear the upcoming series of courts-martial barely scratches the surface of the wrongs they feel have been committed by an army that said it came to liberate them. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.